This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Vigilance is one thing, vigilantes are quite another. This case involved vigilance, vigilantes, and violence, and the end result could be very expensive for a city and its police department. Michael, who was known in the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia by the nickname Romeo, was suspected by police of having committed a brutal rape on an 11-year-old girl. Officers had received an unsubstantiated tip and promptly told residents of the neighborhood that Michael was the rapist. They distributed his photo and advised citizens they could use physical force with impunity. A group of men from the neighborhood found Michael and beat him severely with lumber and a baseball bat. After DNA evidence completely exonerated Michael, Jose became the prime suspect. Officers again urged action, and Jose was hunted down and also beaten severely. Jose pleaded guilty and is serving 60 years in prison. Michael sued, and the court refused to dismiss his case, stating there was evidence that police encouraged private citizens to use unlawful force against him. So doing good in the neighborhood has its limits. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.